Christian marriage is both spiritual and physical. These two realities belong together. Many people separate them. Some speak as if marriage is spiritual only when a couple prays, reads scripture, attends church, or serves in ministry. Others treat marriage as mainly physical, attraction, sex, shared space, bills, schedules, and household tasks. But biblical marriage is not divided that way. A husband and wife are embodied souls. Their spiritual life and physical life are deeply connected. When a couple prays together, that is spiritual. But when they speak kindly after a long day, that is also spiritual. When they worship together, that is spiritual. But when they honor one another's bodies, rest, limits, and needs, that is also spiritual. When they make love in covenant tenderness, that is not unspiritual. It is part of one flesh union. When they manage money honestly, care for children, clean the kitchen, forgive a wound, or sit beside one another in illness, they are living their covenant in embodied ways. Genesis 2 gives us this integrated picture. The man is formed from the ground. God breathes life into him. He becomes a living soul. The woman is formed as his corresponding partner. Then the man and woman are joined in one flesh union, dust and breath, body and spirit, male and female, covenant and flesh. This is organic human marriage. Spiritual union means husband and wife are called to walk before God together. They pray, worship, repent, forgive, serve, discern, and grow in Christ. Physical union means their embodied lives are joined. They share touch, space, sexuality, meals, household responsibilities, sleep, stress, health, aging, and care. One flesh union includes sexual intimacy, but it is larger than sexual intimacy. It is the joining of two lives into covenant belonging. This is why sexual faithfulness matters. The body is not spiritually meaningless. Sexual union is not casual. It carries covenant meaning because the body belongs to the whole person. This is also why ordinary habits matter. A spouse cannot say, "I love you spiritually," while consistently neglecting, shaming, using, ignoring, or dishonoring the embodied life of the other. Christian marriage growth asks couples to bring the whole union before God. How are we doing spiritually? How are we doing physically? How are we doing sexually? How are we doing emotionally? How are we doing in daily life? How are we honoring the covenant with our bodies, words, time, and choices? Spiritual union and physical union belong together because God created human beings as embodied souls. Marriage joins whole persons.